Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Cantor, and here are today's top local stories.
Police arrested another 260 people for curfew violations last night. And on the Upper West Side, they briefly detained a food delivery worker who is exempt from the rule. Mayor de Blasio says that is not acceptable and must stop.
The vast, vast majority of officers do their job, do it right. But when someone does something wrong, as in all of our society, there must be consequences. Commissioner Shea made clear yesterday, disciplinary actions are about to be announced. Some will include suspensions of officers.
And the mayor tried to underline the rules for essential workers during a curfew.
Essential workers doing their job in the middle of doing their work are exempted from the curfew. And I want to make that clear to people. The curfew is only going on for a few more nights. But essential workers are essential workers.
City Council Speaker Corey Johnson is calling on the mayor to rescind the curfew now. In Buffalo, two police officers have been suspended for an incident caught on video last night by radio station WBFO. The video shows cops pushing a 75-year-old protester to the ground. His head struck the pavement and he was bleeding. The cops did not stop to see if he was okay. He was not. The man is hospitalized in serious but stable condition. Governor Cuomo calls the incident utterly disgraceful. The mayor of Washington, D.C. removed the curfew last night and protests became more peaceful. No one was arrested. A protest scheduled for tomorrow in the nation's capital is expected to draw up to 1 million people. Police Chief Peter Newsom says they expect it will be peaceful. Will the death of George Floyd, while in police custody, bring change in America? A new poll tries to get at that question. It finds that nearly three-fourths of Americans view Floyd's death as a sign of underlying racial injustice. More from correspondent Todd Ant.
An ABC News Ipsos poll shows a more than 30% increase from a similar poll taken 6 years ago that people believe that the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis police custody and other recent events reflect a broader issue over racial injustice. The poll taken in 2014 after the shooting of Michael Brown in Ferguson, Missouri, and 5 months after the death of Eric Garner in New York City showed 43% of Americans said those instances showed signs of a broader problem. 51% called it an isolated incident. This reveals a rare show of uniformity across race and party about the treatment of African Americans by the police.
And President Trump said this morning that hopefully George Floyd is looking down right now and saying this is a great thing happening for our country. The president's comment came as he spoke at the White House. In fact, he's still speaking now. And he was bragging about the jobs numbers for May that were released today.
This is a very big day for our country. It's affirmation of all the work we've been doing really for 3.5 years. This isn't just over the last few months. This is for 3.5 years. And it's a great thing. We were very strong. We had the greatest economy in the history of our country. We had the greatest economy in the history of the world.
The Labor Department reported the economy added 2.5 million jobs last month as the country began to reopen. The jobless rate fell about 1.4 percentage points, but still stands at 13.3%. Economists were caught off guard by the positive readings. which could suggest that businesses have quickly been recalling workers as states have reopened their economies. Mayor de Blasio at his briefing today said as the city prepares for Phase 1 reopening on Monday, it's focused now on making sure that all New Yorkers can get tested.
Today we announced something really important. There will be mobile testing in New York City, mobile diagnostic testing. So you can literally stay in your neighborhood and the testing trucks come to you. We're starting in two neighborhoods next week, Soundview in the Bronx and Kew Gardens in Queens, and they'll be moving around to neighborhoods all over the city.
The mayor said in order for the city to move forward, more people must be tested. He says with Phase 1, the city estimates 32,000 construction sites will reopen, and during the first 30 days, there will be an educational campaign to ensure safety. Fines begin after 30 days if owners ignore the health and safety needs of their workers. As far as coronavirus numbers today, the city had 84 new cases since yesterday, a jump from the previous day, 344 patients in ICU, a good number, and 4% positive tests. When New York City enters Phase 1 reopening on Monday, hundreds of thousands of people are expected to return to their jobs, and lots of those people rely on the subways and buses to get there. Mayor de Blasio wants the MTA to try to maintain social distancing, but interim New York City Transit President Sarah Feinberg tells 1010 Winds they can't block off every other seat.
Look, if the city is going to reopen, people have to get to work, right? And if we're asking people to get to work, we got to be able to get them there. We can't say the city is reopening, the economy is reopening, but everybody stay home and no one go to work.
She's putting the onus on riders to keep themselves safe. She says if you're on a crowded platform, move to an area that's less crowded. If you enter a car that feels crowded, go to the next one. And if you have the time, consider waiting on the next train. She also says wear a mask and put as much distance as you can between yourself and others. And she reminds that masks are required. If you don't have one, they will be available at subway booths.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.